Welcome, East Coast Audio listeners. This is the East Coast Audio. Travis Bryant here with my man, Bardre Purnell. We're recapping SmackDown from the 14th of November, 2008. What's going on, Dre?
I'm chilling. What's the deal, y'all? What's up, fans? What's up, East Coast Audio fans? Nah.
Running about a day late, but we're going to go ahead and get this recap. You waiting for your train, Dre? Is that what you told me earlier?
Yes, sir. Waiting for my train to get home. So I'm here.
Are you on a track? On the platform?
No, because it's too, you know, it's too noisy for that junk. So I just stay in the office until it's time.
Word. All right, let's jump right into the SmackDown recap. They opened the show this week with highlights from last week. Just highlights of Jeff Hardy. Focused on Jeff Hardy just trying to impress Vicky and her, you know, looking down on him and, you know, saying he should stay, you know, put him in a tag match because that's what you're best at, and just, you know, making them feel, trying to make them feel as small as possible. Then they do I'm not sure if they did the SmackDown Open. I had to watch it online, so kind of cut up. Got an Australian feed or Australian version. I don't know where Fox 8, well, SmackDown will be on a Fox channel, but. Then they come to arena side, and the lights are all down, and then there's a casket in the ring. And then you hear the Undertaker, you know, he has this dark speech about, you know, the Big Show, and. Bless you.
You know, usually, you know, the artistic way that the Undertaker talks, you know. I wonder who writes for him anyway, or. You know, who writes for him? Or does he do it himself? I mean, he's been...
Probably.
You know, reason why I ask that is because he's consistent. When he does the Undertaker gimmick for the longest, he's consistently soft like that.
That's why he probably writes his own stuff, or at least...
Yeah.
The final, or at least a lot of say in what he will and won't say and how he'll say it. You know, even if it's something Vince doesn't necessarily like, if he puts up enough of a fuss, I'm sure he'll be like, okay. Like, you know, he's probably one of, you know, four guys that he'll, you know, probably trust enough to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was just a little haunting, you know, boogie kind of coming for your soul, more description of killing people. But at least he's a big ass man of a giant of a man and not a woman.
Woman. From Chunky Slovakia. Not a woman, you know.
From, friggin'.
Latvia.
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
I don't even want to put that bullshit over.
But yes, you should. Because if the shit is funny, or at least a little comical, put it over. I'm gonna fuck who it is, man. I'm sorry. I know you was just like, when he said that shit, I know you was like, I ain't gonna laugh at this shit. I ain't even gonna smirk at this. We'll get to it, yeah.
I mean, it's funny if you. I mean, I don't know about it. Just, I don't know. Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
So, but then they talk about, yeah, again, he's describing how he's gonna drag Show's body or soul down into the depths of hell. And then the casket pops open, and Undertaker pops up, and he's in the casket. And then what was cool and very unexpected, Jeff Hardy comes on the PA system, and he's like, just like, you know, nice little, what did he call it?
What are you talking about?
He was like, nice little, I don't know. He said something to Taker, like, nice little story, a nice little spooky time horror, you know, show, or...
Well, let me give you this. You know how I come at Jeff Hardy for his lack of, I guess, promo or lack of believability in the words he says?
Right.
This is the first time, and I'm dead serious, and me, in my opinion only, that I've been very impressed and actually liked and listen to what he had to say. I don't know whether it was the face paint.
Letting Jeff be weird ass Jeff. Like, all right, go ahead, put the paint on.
Yeah, I guess so, because it was right on the spot. And you know what? The face paint, I think, was a purposeful touch. And I say this because
he's done it. He's done stuff like that before.
But now it's
not really new, but it was new enough, but and different from what it was.
It's different. And it fits. And he's facing the Undertaker.
And they're kind of playing off. They're kind of playing off the Joker popularity, the new Joker.
Oh, that's what it was. I was just thinking, like,
It wasn't like a ripoff of that. But you could definitely tell that it probably was. Fired, at least lately. I mean, it's hard
because
everybody's kind of...
But it worked well, because you know why it worked so well? Because you had Undertaker, and you know, come out the casket, and he was in the ring, and everything was dark. And just to have him with that face paint on,
right,
the glow-in-the-dark face paint,
and
he didn't fuck up the ambience of the whole thing by he was in a dark place his damn self. You know, it's not like...
Hey, Undertaker! Hey, you know, just fuck up the whole
thing. Like the Easter Bunny come out and shit. Hey, Undertaker!
Man, you fuck out of here. You only like his face paint because he looks like a bullshit-ass clown.
I got problems with face paint, and I got an asphyxiation with it. But not just the face paint, just the facial mannerism.
No, it was good. It was good, and hopefully... And they management, they saw that and like, okay. Because I could see their concern that the crowd still popped for him when he got introduced. But, I mean, can you take this dark turn, take them down this dark kind of path and keep him babyface and keep him mega over?